This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, being part of the process, if you would. Because it is a process to put this, not just to put the show together, but to get you the information you're looking for. You know, I mean, I want to be, listen, I need to be informed too. You're not the only one, you know, I look to other people for information. I look to other commentators to see what they're doing and see where they're getting their information. Sometimes I go to the same places they go to for the information. But I hope to give you stuff that you can work with or information you can. Stop spewing the tweets, right? I mean, you get these. I hear people start talking about stuff, and it's the same tweets. It's the same talking points, the same ones that we get mad at that the Democrats do or the lefties do. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot we could work with. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, later on in the show, we're going to have John Lott will join us and... We're going to talk about some of the, you know, the numbers that you've been hearing about how violent we are, how bad it is, how out of control it is. They're just not true. They're just flat out not true. And, you know, it's you can go to one source. I go to sources on the far left. I go to sources on the far right. And I go to ones that are right down the middle because the truth is somewhere in there. And you start looking at where they get their information and you check that out as well. So when you're trying to get information pulled together, you do have to use more than one source. I love going to the Huffington Post because I know chances are it's probably 180 degrees from what they say it is. So I love going to the Huffington Post looking for information. Same thing with the Washington Post. That's always a lot of fun, too. All right, so this weekend, I hear, but this weekend the Democratic Socialists met, which is great. They spent more time talking about what they were triggered about and gendered language and, you know, what was right and what was wrong and before they could start talking and some of the things the word comrade was used consistently. I mean, I don't think these people really understand what they're buying into. No, I mean that sincerely. You know, you got one young American, what is it? The Young Americans Against Socialism should get an Emmy for the video that they filmed at a recent Democratic Socialist of America conference. I don't know how they get away with it. I mean, the security was pretty tight. Matter of fact, if this is the security that the socialists have, we're going to win every battle. Now, it seems like a comrade, James Jackson of Sacramento, who goes by the pronoun he, him, had a big problem with the fellow socialists. He says, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who is very, very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chattering going on. I can't take it. Hopefully he doesn't have a gun. See, I can see, if you think about the people that are involved in their group, with their tribe, if you would, is what I love to say. Right? I mean, I can see why we don't want them to have guns. I can see why we're afraid of these people, afraid of them having any kind of weapon that might be dangerous to them or anyone else. I mean, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. They scare me, for God's sakes. And they probably don't have guns. They would be afraid of them. But I thought, you know, there's some clips here I thought we could have some fun with that you want to listen to. Some of you may have already heard them, but you got, I mean, these are one of those things where it's like a comedy album. You never really get sick of hearing it. I mean, I love the way they refer to each other as comrade. Right? At one point, one guy yells out, "Hey, stop using gendered language." Right? I mean, you can tell this person is in a lot of mental anguish over this. Right? Others didn't really give him much attention because they're referring to... See, here's the thing with this. Here's the problem that they have. He may want to be called he, him, they, them, whatever terminologies they want to use. But if I want to be called Mister, I should be able to call Mister, right? I mean, isn't that what they're all about? Call me the pronoun I want to be called. Well, if I want to be called Mister, you need to call me Mister. He. Right? That guy. James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him, said, "I have already asked people to be mindful of the chatter of their comrades." Now, you can hear him in his voice. I'll play it in a minute. You can hear him in his voice. Actually, I'll play it after the break. That's the best time to do it. He's getting a little nuts. I'm hoping he doesn't have a gun or a knife or anything along those lines. Because now the heckling and the hissing is now starting to bother him. And, by the way, they don't clap. No. They do the hands up thing, which I don't even know what that's about. Right? They put their hands up and they kind of wave them. Is that like a beatnik kind of thing from the 60s? Seriously, I don't understand. But again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. This is exactly what I keep going after, and I know some of you are really mad at me. I got a couple emails the other day. You got mad at me for picking on, calling out, talking about parents. I don't know who raised these kids. I mean, if it wasn't parents, who raised the government? Did you allow the schools to actually raise your children? Who taught them that the word or the term comrade was okay? Who taught them that socialism was great? I mean, did you talk to them at all about what was going on? Did you talk to them at all about why your uncle was overseas fighting in World War II? Did you talk to them about any of that stuff? Are we that far removed from those wars that these people don't understand? How many millions of people were killed? And not in the name of religion, but the name of communism, in the name of socialism. You will get to hear some of these scary people on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com. Now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They can't be doing what they're doing. But they are.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website. Right? And here's the deal. Some of you asked me if I went all communist on you. But if you'd pay attention, if you'd listen, you'd know, no, that's not what happened. Look, I got a shirt on. See? Some of you can see it. Some of you can't because you're on radio, right? It says, Russia made me do it. Red shirts with white print or black shirts with white print. And during the commercials, you can see them up behind me. But here's the deal. Since everybody's blaming Russia, I wanted to get in on the fun. Okay? So if you want to pre-order a shirt... And I promise you, I'm going to keep them under $20. But if you want to pre-order a shirt, send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and let me know that you're interested in one of the Russia shirts. You know, you want black or red. the size you want, and I will get back to you and let you know when they're going to be available. It'll be very soon. And there's no reason why you shouldn't wear them around. You shouldn't be afraid of these shirts, okay? Because the reality is that since the Dems are blaming everything on Russia, why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't we? Just saying. Again, 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5566. Okay, the Democrat National Socialist Dingleberries. I don't even know how to say this. They had a convention. I guess it was a convention. You know, the base of the way they were talking to each other, I think I'd almost call it a slugfest more than anything else. Because they really weren't on each other's side. It looked like they were more attacking each other than anything else. You know, I mean, again, I'm not in their group. They don't really know. But let's check it out. You gotta hear what these people had to say. These are the snowflakes I keep talking about. If these are the people that are coming after us, if these are the people that are fighting us, don't worry about it. You got nothing, as they say, you got nothing to worry about, period. Let's take a listen. Don't you love it when
a personal privilege?
Yeah.
First of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Hold on. I want to start that from the beginning, because one of the things he starts with is a point of personal privilege. I thought they didn't have that right. You know, it's all about me. Hello, me? Point of my personal privilege? Here, listen.
Right.
Quick point of personal privilege.
Yeah.
First of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him. I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Please, can we just, I know we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Okay, is there a speaker against name?
What's wrong? Thank you, comrade. Thank you, comrade. You must sit down now.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Okay.
Now what? What are you going to do now? You can't use he, him. Right? But this is my joke. They're so confused from within. They don't even know how to deal with each other. Come on, work it through in your head. They really can't, right? Because you got a whole group of them on the left that don't want gender, nothing. You can't refer to gender at all, right? Gender neutral. Everything has to be gender neutral. And yet, you got a whole other group that says, no, we're allowed to have genders, but we'll choose from one of the 78 different genders there are, 79, however there are, and you can't tell us any difference. So, really, truly, if we conservatives would just sit on the outside and throw little smoke bombs in, right, just kind of poke them a little, they'll eat each other up. You won't have to worry about it. But it did end there. There's more.
Quick point of privilege once again. Hi, James Jackson, Sacramento DSA.
It's me, James. I have to be heard. You have to know that it bothers me.
He, him. I've already asked people to be mindful of the chat.
Now listen to him. Listen to him as his anxiety starts to grow. This should scare you. You know, thank God he doesn't believe in guns. Thank God he doesn't own a gun.
...of their comrades who are sensitive to sensory overload, and that goes...
I don't have any comrades, so I don't know what he would do with or for me.
...to sensory overload, and that goes double for the heckling and the hissing. It is also triggering to my anxiety. Like, the be comradely isn't just for, like, you know, let's keep things civil or whatever. It's so that people aren't...
Did he just say being... comradely? Is that, somebody look that up. Is that a real word? Being, yes, comrade. You're not being very comradely. Is that like friendly? Although, look up the word, you fool.
Gonna get triggered and so that it doesn't affect their performance as a delegate, okay? Your need to express yourself is important, but your need to express yourself should not trump or over...
Oh, it's the word Trump. Boy, talk about being triggered. Half the place has exploded, right? I mean, think about it. This is like a snowflake on steroids. Right? First of all, they're calling each other comrade, which I just find delicious. It is wonderful. And then on top of that, they're triggering each other at an event that shouldn't be an issue. They're all supposed to be on the same page. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, the more you hear this stuff, the more you have to laugh. And again, I'm not making fun of people who... Well, maybe I am to a degree. Seriously. We've been taught for decades, you know, that it's he, it's she. When you say you don't identify as a he or a she, male or female, Y or X, where are you getting these terms? What science are you basing? Because if you're basing on what you feel between your ears, like because you believe it's true, it has to be true, that's a problem. That means that it's, look, first chapter of my book, you want to talk about somebody who called it? I've been calling it for years, but I actually wrote it down in 2016. Absolutes? Absolutely not. That's the very first chapter of the book. All right? And what I say in the book is basically the left cannot have any absolutes, because if you have absolutes, then you have an absolute right, you have an absolute wrong. You have an absolute yes and an absolute no. You have an absolute real, a truth, and an absolute lie. They can't do that. It just screws with their narrative. Look what you saw just now. Look what you heard just now. These people consider themselves woke, in their words. They're well-educated. They're part of the elite. Don't let them tell any different, because they are. They believe themselves to be. And they can't even decide on what to call each other. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is planning on visiting El Paso and Dayton in the wake of two mass shootings in both cities. Some people want him to come give comfort, but others want him to cancel because of the rhetoric he's used in the past while discussing immigrants. Protests are already beginning in Dayton.
Do something!
do something!
Congresswoman Veronica Escobar of El Paso tweets that she's declined to meet with the president. Meanwhile, they're learning more about the gunman who opened fire outside a bar in Dayton. Investigators say Connor Betts, who killed 9 people before being killed by police, expressed an interest in committing a mass shooting. FBI Special Agent in Charge Todd Wickerham revealed another interest.
We have uncovered evidence throughout the course of our investigation that the shooter was exploring violent ideologies.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The truth. We are back. You're to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And let's not waste a whole bunch of time, because I don't get much time with the guy anyhow, and I only have him on the show every once in a while. John Lott joins me. The week of gun discussion, and I don't know why we have to wait for all of this, but, you know, I've got a guy that I've had on a couple of times, and he is an expert in this area. John Lott joins me. He's the president of Crime Prevention Research Center. Now, Crime Prevention Research Center was founded by John, an economist and world-recognized expert on guns and crime. Lott has held research or teaching positions at various academic institutions, including the University of Chicago, Yale University, the Wharton School of University of Pennsylvania, Stanford University, and Rice University. He was the chief economist at the United States Sentencing Commission during 1988 and 1989. He currently contributed to The Hill newspaper, columnist for Fox News, and townhall.com. John, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, I know you're getting pulled all over the place. Look, I just want to hit on some of the key issues, because I see this every time this happens. There's a knee-jerk reaction to try to fix something that you can't fix with one sweeping law. Matter of fact, in my feeble little mind, I think you could fix it by just enforcing the current laws we already have. So I would start at the 80,000-foot level and work my way down. The president basically has asked Congress to come back in the session and pass these red flag laws. Good, bad? You got a problem with the red flag laws? You see it as a bad thing or a good thing?
Everybody wants to try to prevent people who might go and commit a crime in the future from getting a gun. Right. The problem is how do you guess whether somebody's going to commit a crime? That you may actually do more damage and harm by having these types of laws. So, for example, the way I would normally describe these laws is they're kind of like the old Tom Cruise movie Minority Report without the psychics helping out to try to figure out whether somebody is going to commit a crime or not. You have relatively low standards of evidence that are required. Somebody can go, whether they're a relative or somebody else who might be concerned about the individual and want to make sure that they and it's not really focusing on mental illness. You already have laws that deal with mental illness issues. The basically they're the Baker Act type provisions.
Right.
And in fact, only one of these cases, only one of these laws actually have even the term mental illness even mentioned in their provisions. What they're just looking at primarily is just people generally that may go and commit crime. And I participated for a little while on a state uniform law commission that was looking into trying to figure out whether or not to adopt a model, national law for this, for different states to follow. There was testimony or discussion from people in different states that already had these laws in effect for a while. And you go and you ask them, okay, so what do you look for in trying to predict whether somebody is going to commit these crimes? And they would say, well, we look at past criminal records. We look at age. We look at gender. Young males are more likely to go and commit crime than older males. Older males are more likely to go and commit suicide. And so they take those things into account. My question after I heard this kind of testimony was basically, we already have laws on the books that that based on your criminal history, will ban you from being able to own a gun. So for example, if you, are a felon, even if you're a nonviolent felon, you're banned for life from owning a gun. If you are domestic violence misdemeanor, you're banned under federal law from being able to go and own a gun. And in many states, like California, for example, virtually any misdemeanor will get you banned for life from owning a gun in California. And so my response was, well, look, so why don't you just change that? Why don't you just say, misdemeanor convictions or something like that? So no, what they really want is they want to have it so that people who are, arrested but not convicted or have a complaint against them and are not even arrested.
Right.
And that's really lowering the standards a lot. And my own guess is they don't want to make that explicit rules because if they make it explicit, I think the courts will strike the laws down because if you lose a fundamental right simply because somebody's complained and there's not even enough evidence to get you arrested, let alone convicted, I think the courts would look quite with a jaundiced eye on that. They don't want to make it explicit.
Let me interrupt you for a second because the young guy, what I refer to, the young animal that did the Parkland shooting, didn't the police were at his house 17, 18, 19, 20 times because of violence, and people around him knew he had an issue. We see this over and over again. The guy whose manifesto I read, very, very dark place. These last two shootings, people around them saw evidence of mental illness, and it seems like that's a word you can never use with guns. Is there any safeguard?
Here's the problem, and that is I think it's a lot easier to do Monday morning quarterbacking than it is to kind of see these things beforehand. They're like, look, here's somebody like Nicholas Cruz, who was really a problematic guy. I mean, he had like tons of red flags out there. But that's a pretty unusual case. I think a lot of these things, it's just more obvious afterwards than it is beforehand. I give you an example. You look at the mass public shooters over the last few decades, or a couple decades, and almost half of them were actually seeing mental health care professionals shortly before they engaged in their attacks, and yet in not one single case did these mental health care professionals identify the individuals as a danger to themselves or others. One of the problems that you have is people who have mental illness tend to be less violent on average than the rest of the general population, and they also tend to be more likely to be victims of violent crime than the general population. And so to taking away somebody's weapons and making it so that they can't protect themselves, for most of them, it would be a mistake to go and do that. But look, I think there's even another problem with this, and that is you may end up accomplishing the opposite of what you'd like to do. So I have a good friend of mine, husband, was murdered in front of her by a stalker. And she was obviously extremely depressed. Here you have a woman who's been stalked, her husband's been murdered. She has real concerns about her safety. You have a situation where
I know who you're talking about. I've interviewed
right.
her. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The problem is if she thought that going and talking to somebody, that somebody well-meaning might say, well, you know, she's really depressed, I'm worried about her, maybe we should take away her gun, that would cause her to be afraid of talking to other people. Because she's afraid, then that she won't be able to go and protect herself.
Right.
And what does that do if you can't go and talk to people about your concerns or about being depressed? This is not somebody like her. You look at police officers, for example. Police officers see a pretty dark side of humanity. And it's not uncommon for police officers to be depressed because of their job. Well, what happens if police officers, when they get depressed, just can't go and talk to people about the concerns that they have? Does that really help them out? I mean, just talking to somebody, even not even a mental health care expert, can be useful for people when they get depressed. And so by bottling it up and making it so that people are unable or fearful of sharing their concerns, because if you're a police officer and you get your gun taken away from you, that's your job. It
right.
was your job.
Yeah. So
you know,
let me...
you can really create a lot more problems than you solve.
All right. When you talk about this, John, and you talk about the issues that are going on in this country, you know, I hear about how we're the most violent country with guns. I don't believe any of that. I've done a little bit of my own research. You're the expert here, but even a little bit of research I've done, no, we're not the most violent country in the... You know, when we come back, we'll talk more with John about, you know, are we the most violent? What are the numbers? He obviously knows more about them than any of us do. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. John Lott joins me after the break as well. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problem sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Okay. Everybody dance. Just for a minute. Then come on and sit back down. All right. Don't want to waste any of his time because I don't get that much time with him anyhow. You know, again, gun experts. Everybody's a gun expert. You ever notice that on Facebook? Everybody has got all the answers. So I interviewed John Lott earlier today. You imagine he's been pulled in every which way, every direction. And we're discussing, or we will continue our discussion now, about, you know, gun violence here in America. How real is it? How true is it? What are the real numbers? John Lott. When you talk about this, John, and you talk about the issues that are going on in this country, you know, I hear about how we're the most violent country with guns. I don't believe any of that. I've done a little bit of my own research. You're the expert here, but even a little bit of research I've done, no, we're not the most violent country on the planet when it comes to guns. But what about a solution? I mean, we're all talking about what's bad. We don't want to talk about mental illness. We don't want to talk about more restrictions or different ways for people to get guns. What is the solution here? Do you? I know there's no one pill that'll fix everything, but give me some thoughts on how we can fix it.
Well, I think in the vast majority of cases, simply going and getting rid of gun-free zones. I mean, like about 95% of the mass public shootings since 1950 keep on occurring in places where people aren't allowed to go and defend themselves. You look at recent cases like in metal detectors. People were even having their, pocket knives confiscated for going through the metal detectors here or there.
Right.
And, it creates a real problem. So this guy, he basically went around and cut a hole through a back fence in order to get through. You look at the Virginia Beach attack that we had recently. Virginia Beach was one municipality that if you're a public employee, you were banned from having permanent concealed handguns. And, it made a real difference. People were banned from being able to protect themselves. And this killer knew it. He had actually gone into a place where he knew. You had to have an employee key card to be able to get it into, and all the people in there were banned from having guns. So he knew that, he was safe in terms of attacking people because other people wouldn't be able to go and defend themselves.
So
anyway,
I hear what you said, but again, it goes back to in any one of these cases, you've researched them all, and again, I'm kind of playing the advocate here for you. But in any one of these cases, are you telling me that no enforcement or there's no checkpoint or checklist you could have put in place, or you could have gone almost like profiling? This guy may have a problem.
I mean, I wish it was easy to go and do that. I mean, I wish there was some easy way of identifying these individuals before everybody does.
Yeah,
but as I tried to mention earlier, it's hard. It's easy to Monday morning quarterback.
Sure.
People attach a lot more significance on these things or statements or concerns that people made beforehand.
Yeah,
guys, a lot of very smart people. If you start, identifying them because they might go and do something, they'll change their behavior. The guy in El Paso just put up on social media, I can't remember when it was, like a half hour or 15 minutes or something like that, before he engaged in the attack, maybe he'd wait even a shorter period of time to go and put it up. I think it's a lot harder than most people think. Just look at how hard it's been for mental health care experts to go and identify these individuals beforehand.
I don't disagree with you. My concern, and it probably falls in line with yours to a degree, my concern is, you've got these states doing some knee-jerk reactions to this. You've got the federal government doing knee-jerk reactions, and they're not going to work in and of themselves. And it's going to get to the point where they're going to say, well, we've tried everything but banning guns. You know what I'm saying? And that'll be the next push. So, my concern is they're just...
Well, you have a lot of countries that have very high rates of mass public shootings, which have extremely strict gun control. France, for example. I mean, in 1 year, 2015, they had more mass public shootings than more casualties from mass public shootings than the United States had over the entire 8 years of the Obama presidency. In 2015, they had 532 casualties. Over the entire 8 years of the Obama presidency, there were 527. That occurred. France is a country that's one-fifth of the population that the United States has. You look at a per capita rate, just even that 1 year has a big effect in terms of comparing the United States to France. But you have other countries like Russia has a very high rate. When you adjust for population, Finland, which has had several big mass public shootings, has a high rate.
Yep.
Belgium, which is a small country, even if they only have a few, that causes them to have a high rate. Norway, I can't remember whether it's 4 million, 3.5 million people. That's a relatively small population. If they have
John, the left, the way the left talks, right, the gun is bad, bad, bad. I was talking about this last night, and they said, look, you know, we've got hundreds of millions of gun owners, hundreds of millions of guns that are owned in this country, legally or illegally. I don't, you know, at that point, it doesn't matter when you're doing numbers. But with all those guns, with what the left says, we should have a mass shooting every 27 minutes. I mean, it's just it's the way they try to paint it. And compared to how many guns we have and how many citizens we have, overall, the shootings aren't out of control, are they? Or am I not giving it enough credit?
You know, well, I mean, I think, the United States has relatively few mass public shootings compared to the rest of the world. We have done research looking at all the mass public shootings in the world from 1998 through 2017. The United States makes up 4.6% of the world population, but we make up less than 1% of the mass public shooters.
Wow.
So we're way below the world average. And as I say, there's a number of even majors in Europe that have higher rates than what we have here in the United States. You know, I think it makes a big difference.
All right, John, I got, I'm going to send people over to the site. They need to pick up your one of your books, a lot of your books, but More Guns, Less Crime, The Bias Against Guns. I mean, these are all information that people can use. They can head over to your Crime Prevention Research Center, get information there, too. I know you keep that fairly well updated, and I know you're tight on time. Everybody's pulling on you, so I do appreciate your time with me today very much.
All right, well, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, good luck, John. I'm Joe Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look at John Lott, great guy. If you can pick up his book, or a couple of his books, The War on Guns, and check out some of his information. You know what? There's many like gun freaks out there, and they're so afraid of guys like this. And I don't know why, because he's not suggesting everybody should run out and buy a gun. That's what I think which is really funny about this. But when you start talking about, you know, pushing up against the Second Amendment, and then all these Democrats, they want to make laws now. We have a law. Why is it that Roe versus Wade is settled law, but the Second Amendment isn't? I mean, we're talking about an amendment as opposed to a law. Which, if you got two brain cells to rub together, you know what that means. Right? So we always have to poke at the Second Amendment. Now, listen, I'm one of those guys that doesn't believe that you should own a bazooka. Sorry, I'm not there. Okay? But if you want to change the Second Amendment, do it the right way. If you really feel like there's too much, that the options are too much for people, and they shouldn't be allowed to have these kind of weapons, then put it out to the states the way our founding fathers had envisioned it. Put it out there so that you actually have an amendment. They made the amendment process for a reason. And it does work. Look, there's a bunch of amendments already. It works. When Roosevelt... Right? Four-time president. They went, whoa, wait a minute. Even the Democrats went, hey, we don't want this anymore. So they put an amendment process in place so you could change it, so you could make it happen. Right? And I think it's the same thing here. If you have a problem with the Second Amendment, if this is an issue, you want to make it, right, you want to make a change to it, then do it the right way. Do it the way the founding fathers had envisioned. Put the vote out to the people. Put the vote out to the states. Now, you're never going to get a repeal of the Second Amendment, so, you know, don't waste your time. But if you want to put some, I don't know, you can't own a nuclear weapon, I don't know, put some guidelines in place. And I'm sorry, guys, you know, some of you never want to listen to me again. I do have a problem when the police go to somebody's house 47 times for violent reasons. Maybe that person needs to be locked up for a short period. Maybe that person needs to be put under psychiatric care or be watched over. There were so many things our founding fathers didn't think we would go down some of these roads. Oh, they knew that man would screw things up. They knew we would make mistakes, that we would screw things up. Look what we did, you know, with the amendment that now the senators have voted for. They had reasons why they did what they did. They came out of tyranny. They came out of these situations. They saw the different governments in Europe and how they didn't work. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Hey, thank you for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. Hope you enjoyed the show, because I did. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We'll be here all week. Oh, tomorrow night, David Sussman fills in for me. You'll have a ball with him. You usually do. God bless.